universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Wednesday, April the 18th, 2018. We have a lot of news today. We have more updates, of course, about some of the things that have been percolating through the news. More information about Syria. You know, we've got Robert Fisk, one of the most respected journalists in the world, who has done a great deal of reporting, especially from the Middle East. He is an Arabic speaker, and he has been there for decades reporting as to what's going on. He actually got there before the weapons inspectors, before anybody else got there. He actually went there. He was free to walk around the streets of Douma and talk to people there, talk to scores of people that were there in the city, as well as a doctor who was there at the hospital. And so we have that report for you today, as well as the back and forth about what's going on with sanctions and trade. You know, it's kind of interesting, I think, to see the two different ways that people react to aluminum, if it is part of a move by President Trump to try to equalize trade practices between the United States and China, and the way they react if it is a sanction put on Russia. Of course, Russia is arguably very close to China in terms of providing the world's aluminum supply. Nobody had a problem with putting sanctions on Russia for aluminum, and it is having economic consequences. Everybody's concerned, well, you put trade tariffs on, it's going to raise the prices of things, it's going to create shortages, it's going to wreak economic havoc, and yeah, it's doing that, but it's doing it with the sanctions. Doing it with the sanctions. You know, the trade tariff equalizations that President Trump talked about never happened. Never happened. He doesn't have the authority to do that unilaterally. The Chinese do. They're a dictatorship. If President Trump were going to apply the trade tariffs, he would have to presumably get the approval of Congress for at least that. But they can do sanctions. That's an act of war. You don't need Congress's involvement in acts of war anymore, right? There's a movement to make sure that we have a clarification on this authorization for the use of military force, because many people said that never gave us authorization to go after sovereign states. Well, they used it that way. But they want to make that change and have the Congress take back their authority. We're also going to be talking about some of the fallout with taxation, as well as the Supreme Court. We've had Neil Gorsuch now already going against President Trump. You know, it's interesting when you have liberal judges appointed by liberal presidents, they're always true blue. They never change. But boy, it is roll the dice when it comes to conservative presidents appointing conservative judges. However, in this particular one, there is a glimmer of hope that there was some ambiguity in the statute and that it was simply about that. Nevertheless, we'll take a look at what's going on with that. We'll take a look at an update on the Love judge, some gun prohibition issues, and we're going to get to the news. You know, we had Barbara Bush die today, 93 years old, the wife and mother of two presidents. And that's the first time that first time that a woman was alive when both her husband and her son became president. Because I guess that happened once before with the Adams, John Adams and John Quincy Adams. But perhaps wife of John Adams was not alive when John Quincy Adams became president. So she passed away today. Condolences to the Bush family. I don't agree with them on anything in politics. I think that they have been some of the biggest problems our country has had, but I don't wish ill on anybody's family. And we have an update, of course, on the Southwest jet engine. The concern about it, other than the loss of life, the lady who, after the engine blew up and shattered the window, and she was pulled halfway out of it, nearly pulled out, sucked out of that window. I mean, what a horrifying thing that is. People pulled her back in. She subsequently died of her injuries. However, the issue of this is that it showed metal fatigue. Infrastructure fatigue, perhaps. And so now all the Boeing 737s around the country are having, and it's a good thing, the National Transportation Safety Board has sent investigators around to have everybody start to do closer inspections of these aging planes. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It looks like Korea may have some peace breaking out. Things are starting to look more optimistic there. They're saying, according to anti-war, the headline is Korea's are seriously discussing ending the 68-year-old war. It never ended. There was an armistice. There was a ceasefire. But they still had that demilitarized zone, and it has been very close to erupting in many different instances. I said 30,000 U.S. troops are on the border and have been there for a very long time, which means that America is always just a tiny step away from a devastating conflict on the Korean Peninsula. It's been a kind of a sword of Damocles hanging over everyone. And news reports have surfaced that CIA director and the nominee for Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, went to North Korea for secret meetings over the Easter holiday with Kim Jong-un, and also talk about the U.S. reportedly considering opening an embassy in North Korea. That is a very good sign. If we can have a situation where Kim Jong-un gets some respect here, the Rodney Dangerfield of of the Asian Peninsula here, if he can just get some respect, little rocket man, let's give him a place at the table and calm him down and ease tensions. That'd be a small price to pay, I think, if that were to happen. So hopefully that is going to happen. They're saying that talks are still on schedule for June, and evidently things are moving very encouragingly in that direction with the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, who is about to become Secretary of State, traveling there over the Easter weekend. Meanwhile, things are not looking so peaceful in London. Mayor Sadiq Khan has put out new knife restrictions because, you know, knives don't kill people, Mayor Khan. People kill people. Your people are killing people. The people that you want to bring in, they don't share a certain cultural outlook. They think it's just fine to stab people in the streets. I mean, the most recent one was a young teenager. I think he's 18 or 19 years old. He's a student in law school. Squeaky clean kid. Never did anything wrong. Somebody just randomly runs up behind him, stabs him. He bleeds to death right there in the street. Blood all over the place. And so London Mayor Khan says, quote, "There is never a reason to carry a knife." Well, no, there is. You don't want to go to a gunfight carrying a knife, but you don't want to go to a knife fight empty-handed. People have a reasonable expectation. They have a God-given right to defend themselves. And so, but that's always the way these people operate. You know, you got to demonize the equipment. And then I guess they're going to have acid prohibition. I'm sure they already have that. Acid attacks are a big part of what's happening there. Machete attacks every 90 minutes in gun-free Britain. Recorded machete attacks in the UK have shot up by nearly 5 times in just 3 years, the majority of those being in Londonistan. Mayor Khan there. The number of crimes committed with a deadly sword-like weapon, reports Breitbart, means that there's an average of 15 a day in the UK, or nearly one every 90 minutes. London saw the bulk of these with 425 attacks. There were 99 in Greater Manchester, 77 in the West Midlands, 29 each in Merseyside and West Yorkshire. And it's not just machetes or knives or acid. It's also guns. They're having drive-by shootings in an area where they supposedly, according to Piers Morgan and all the gun control people, they banned guns a long time ago. They're so much more civilized than we are. See, it isn't the gun. It isn't the knife. It isn't the acid. It isn't the machete. It's the people. It's the people. And we go back and say, you know, guns and knives don't kill people. People do. And the people that are doing this are the people that need to be stopped at the border. If you don't know who these people are, don't let them come and live in your country. They're changing everything about these countries. I would never consider going back to London again. My wife and I went there for quite some time. We were married on our honeymoon. It was in between college and starting a job. We didn't have any money, but we had a lot of time. So we hung out in London for about 6 weeks. It was great. Loved it. Got transportation on the tickets on the public transport there. The tube, very easy to navigate around. Went to all the free museums and so forth. We didn't have any money. We were starving to death, and it was freezing cold. But had a great time, loved the place, went back several times. Last time we went back was in 2001, and it was a changed place. Changed place. And this was before September 11th. It was already at that point in time, you had had a flight out of London of most of the people who were native Brits. And when we went in the early 80s, you still had the World War II generation there. And they were great people, friendly people. The police were friendly, too. We went back in 2001. They were acting like U.S. cops. Guns, riding in cars, not walking beats for the most part. Very distant from the people. Very distant. Not like it was when they had bobbies walking in pairs. You just walk right up to them and ask them directions. Didn't feel like you're going to get shot or beaten, as we typically worry about here in the U.S. But it's a very different place now. It has culturally totally been changed. The Brits, for the most part, are now the minority in London, as evidenced by Mayor Khan being the first Muslim mayor there. So there's been a massive replacement of not only people, but of culture. And it's become a very violent place. But we can't talk about that, because that makes me sound like I'm xenophobic or racist or whatever. No, it's just a simple fact. You can look at it, and you can see what's happening in that particular country. One other thing I'll mention too here is, and that's the dangerous trend. We talk about this all the time. The dangerous trend of what has been going on with the drones. Remember, we had John Brennan, who was the person making the excuses for President Obama's drone kill list. They called it a disposition matrix, not an assassination hit list. No, it was a disposition matrix. Wonderful Pentagon-like speak. And they were killing people without due process or whatever. They killed some Americans without due process, people that were officially American citizens. Yes, they had strong ties to those countries. They went back to those countries and so forth. But there still is a very important legal Rubicon that was passed and crossed when President Trump killed a couple of individuals who were technically legal citizens of the United States without any due process. Just assassinated them with drone strikes. And he said, I'm really good at killing people. Really good at it. And he was very good at it. And Brennan was very good at providing cover for him, just as they did for their illegal torture operations. Now we've got autonomous drones. We'll soon be deciding who to kill. So we're just going to pass this decision off to them, along with all this biometric stuff. And this is why this should concern you so much, as I was talking about this the last couple of days. We've got China that has the most pervasive database of faces anywhere in the world. And they're going to have everybody under constant surveillance and a total biometric database in place by 2020. And that includes not just urban areas, but rural areas and inside of people's homes. They're already writing tickets instantaneously to people because they're jaywalking. They identify them by their face. They identify them by other biometrics in terms of the way that they walk, their gait, and so forth. India is doing the same thing as well. And India has a national identity card with all kinds of biometric information on it. You know, when we look at controlling our borders, this is what concerns me. Because when we look at what has happened with the war on drugs and the many abuses of our legal system, I mean, why is it? I've always looked at this and said, yeah, like, I understand that conservatives don't like drugs. They hate them. They hate alcohol. They hate drugs. But you conservatives realize that your property rights have been totally eviscerated with civil asset forfeiture? Do you realize that this whole thing was a UN agenda? And everybody, when we're talking about this border control situation, one of the things that really concerns me is that the border war, if we set one up, like the drug war, it will be used as a pretense to give us a national identity card with biometrics and many other things. It will then be used in the same way that they're being used right now in the beta test sites of India and China. Look, if you can get biometric information on people in the two most heavily concentrated populated countries on earth, you can do it anywhere. Be a piece of cake here. And of course, it'll be coming to us by Chinese and Indian entrepreneurs and Israeli companies that are behind this software here. They'll make a lot of money off of this. They're already doing it now in China and India. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We know we had Pink Floyd's Roger Waters shined like a diamond. Now, a lot of people are saying he was a crazy diamond. He got up and he talked about the Syria conflict at his concert in Barcelona. He was called out by Israeli press as saying he was echoing Assad. Actually, he was telling the truth. Here's what Roger Waters said at his Pink Floyd concert in Barcelona about the Syrian attacks.
There was some fellow, he may well be very well-meaning, very lovely chap. His name's Pascal, something or other. And he wanted to come on stage and make a speech this evening about Douma, about East Ghouta, about what he believes was a chemical attack on the people of Douma by Bashar Assad. Hang on a minute, let me finish. And he is one voice. I personally think he's entirely wrong. I believe the organization that he purports to represent and who he supports, the White Helmets, are a fake organization. That it is only to create propaganda for jihadists and terrorists who are working in that part of the world. That's my belief, so we have opposing beliefs. But
we believe that, ma'am!
So what you hear him saying is he disagrees with the guy who wanted to come on and talk about what happened in Syria. He says he doesn't believe White Helmets.
We would be encouraged to encourage our government to go and start dropping bombs on people in Syria.
Yes. We'd encourage our governments to stop dropping bombs on people in Syria.
This would be a mistake of monumental proportions in terms of us as human beings. What we should do is be persuading our governments not to go and drop bombs on people. And certainly not until we have done all the research that is necessary so that we have a clear idea of what is really going on. Because we live in a world where propaganda seems to be more important than the reality of what's really going on.
That's right. Do an investigation first. That's exactly what he's having to say now.
So I would encourage Pascal to wait until the evidence is in before he leaps to any conclusions.
All right, so that's Roger Waters, Pink Floyd concert in Barcelona. He said somebody in the audience came up to him and said his name was Pascal. He said he'd like to get up and make a statement about that, about the atrocities of Assad. And Roger Waters said, well, I disagree with you, quite frankly. He said, I disagree with him. And he said, I don't believe the White Helmets. And I believe that our governments ought to do an investigation before we start dropping bombs on people. And before we rekindle and reboot a civil war that was drawing to a close. Well, our governments didn't do an investigation. We've had now for the second time, almost year to the day, shooting missiles from the hip without any investigation. And even more amazing, because we had Defense Secretary Mattis say prior to this last one, no, you know what we reported in 2017, that didn't happen. 2013, that didn't happen either. And then he comes out and does the same thing. And I played for you the statement from Defense Secretary Mattis on April the 17th, 2017. I played that on April 16th, 2018. And it was Groundhog Day all over again, saying exactly the same things. Well, we haven't done an investigation, but I have absolutely no doubt, and so we shot missiles and so forth. Well, somebody has done an investigation. Robert Fisk. Robert Fisk is one of the most recognizable names in the last four decades of the Middle East war reporting, reports Zero Hedge. He has twice won the British Press Awards Journalist of the Year Prize. He is a seven-time winner of the British Press Awards Foreign Correspondent of the Year. The New York Times has referred to him as, quote, probably the most famous foreign correspondent in Britain. The Guardian has called him, quote, one of the most famous journalists in the world. He speaks Arabic. Ooh, he can talk to people. He can walk the streets and talk to people. And that's exactly what he did. And I'm going to tell you what he found. Because, you know, we had as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, had already sent four inspectors. They were about to start doing their investigation as the missiles were released. Exactly twice the number of missiles that we did at last year's shoot from the hip event. And as I said on Monday, maybe we ought to make this a national holiday. You know, you could send missiles to each other or something. You know, not just greeting cards at Hallmark, but we exchange missiles on National Missile Day. Somewhere in the middle of April. This is an American tradition now. And so he actually goes there and does an investigation. He found no evidence of a mass chemical attack, but he encountered multiple local eyewitnesses who experienced the chaos that night, but who say the gas attack never happened. He's not only the first Western journalist to reach and report from the site of the alleged chemical weapons attack, but he's the first person to go there and actually do any research, because as I pointed out, the OPCW was there. They're ready to start their inspections, and then we start shooting missiles. And so presumably they're going to start looking today for physical evidence, see if they can find any gas. And you know what will happen? You'll have Nikki Haley and Theresa May say, well, the Russians destroyed the evidence, or Assad destroyed the evidence, or it degraded because of the amount of time and so forth and so on. They won't accept any evidence. They are going to use this as a pretense for what they wanted to do in the first place, just like they did last year. they point out that, and this is a Zero Hedge article here, also notable is that no journalist or international observer was anywhere near Duma when the purported chemical attack took place. You understand that, right? We've only had the word of the White Helmets, people who have been allied with the Islamic Army, the ISIS Army, our allies, the people that we're fighting on behalf of in Syria. And still are, if our policy is regime change in Syria. And so he said, Robert Fisk said he was able to walk around and investigate newly liberated Duma without Syrian government or Russian minders. So maybe you don't believe him. You should believe Nikki Haley and Theresa May, because they would never lie to you, right? Yeah. He said, and this is what Robert Fisk wrote when he came back. This is from his account. He said, I even found a friendly doctor in a green coat who, when I track him down to the very same clinic, cheerfully tells me that the gas videotape, which horrified the world, despite all the doubters, is perfectly genuine. You hear that? There were no crisis actors. Yes, it was perfectly genuine. The panic that you see there, the people coughing up, struggling to breathe. Yeah, that was genuine, he said. And he still says it wasn't a chemical attack, and here's why. He said, for the same 58-year-old senior Syrian doctor then adds something that is profoundly uncomfortable. The patients, he says, were overcome not by gas, but by oxygen starvation in the rubbish-filled tunnels and basements in which they lived on the night of wind and heavy shelling that stirred up a dust storm. So, yeah, it wasn't gas. It was fear and panic. And he talks about the fact they're having to live in tunnels. There's been so much bombing there that the people who remained that did not get out and the ISIS rebels are all living in tunnels. And as these buildings are being bombed and the collapsing and the dust and so forth, they couldn't breathe. And they were taken to hospital. They fear, uncertainty, doubt, panic set in. And they started screaming that they'd been gassed. But the doctor who treated them said they were not gassed. And I'll have more about this first-hand account. The first investigation. How about that? We actually had somebody investigate it. And it's total baloney.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX. Plus, lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now, we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. The real Perry Mason here, the real detective, the real journalist, Robert Fisk, as we're talking about, went to Syria. A guy who is highly respected throughout the world. If there's anybody that is respected, it's Robert Fisk, and he speaks Arabic, and he went there, and he's done an investigation, and this real journalist has now exposed this fake war. You know, whenever you look at information that's presented to you, part of it is the credibility of the person who is giving you the information. Do you trust Theresa May, Nikki Haley? Do you trust Assad or Putin? We shouldn't trust any of them. They have an agenda that they are pushing. You need to look at what they're saying and say, does this make any sense to me? Is there a reasonable motive? Do they present any evidence? Have they even bothered to do an investigation? Well, Robert Fisk has. And unlike all these other people, and I just want to stop here and say, think about this, folks. We had Theresa May, Nikki Haley, Emmanuel Macron. All these people lied about this. Bullface lied. And Trump followed them. And Trump lied himself after he followed them. This is the fake war. The fake war that we now have. So Fisk went on, and he didn't use unnamed doctors. He didn't have anonymous sources. He didn't use people who were highly politicized on the ground, like the white helmets. He actually went in and talked to people. He identified the doctor by name. Dr. Asim Rahabani is the doctor who treated people there. And as we'd said before, we had the white helmets saying that this had happened. Excuse me, I have to go off here. We had the Red Crescent, essentially the Red Cross, in country saying that it did not happen. But Fisk went in and actually talked to the doctor who was there and identified him by name, not an anonymous source, not an unnamed doctor and so forth. And he asked him about claims of a chlorine gas attack. And as Zero Hedge points out, the doctor's testimony is consistent with that of the well-known Syrian opposition group, Syria Observatory for Human Rights, which initially reported based on its own pro-rebel sourcing. See, this is a group that is also pro-rebel, like the White Hats. So they're anti-Assad. But they had reported heavy government bombardment of Douma City resulted in the collapse of homes and of underground shelters and caused civilians in hiding to suffocate. Now, why, I ask you, did a pro-rebel group who was reporting that heavy bombing had caused homes to collapse and caused people to suffocate in the tunnels that they had dug, why was that pro-rebel group's testimony ignored by Theresa May, Nikki Haley, Macron, and Trump? Why? Because they had an agenda that aligned with the other pro-rebel group that was lying to us, the White Helmets. And they didn't want anything to stand in their way. Even another anti-Assad group that said, no, that didn't happen. This is what really happened. They came out and reported that first. They were totally ignored. Totally ignored. The SOHR, Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. It has long been, and this is the other thing too. This has, as they point out, Zero Hedge, this group, this pro-rebel group has been a go-to source for establishment mainstream media, from The Guardian to The Washington Post to The New York Times. They have quoted them pretty much on a daily basis for the last 6 years of the war. And so this yellow press that we call the mainstream journalists that are out there pushing this war narrative, very selectively, all of a sudden, ignored their pro-rebel source and cherry-picked the information that they wanted from the White Helmets and then used that in collusion with these government leaders, Nikki Haley, Theresa May, Macron, to push this. And also Trump, the buck stops there, President Trump, stops with you, to push this, this narrative. And again, this group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, used on a daily basis throughout this 6 year war by The Guardian, The New York Times, The Washington Post. This is what they'd had to say. 70 of them, women and children, have suffered suffocation as a result of the demolition of home basements over them due to the heavy and intense shelling. But of course, that was all ignored. All ignored. Because that didn't fit our profile. They already had a false flag attack in the UK in Salisbury. And they were going to use that narrative to just keep rolling with this. Dr. Rahabani said, people began to arrive here suffering from hypoxia, which is oxygen loss. He said, then someone at the door, a white helmet. Oh, it was a white helmet. It wasn't just anybody who was panicking over this, but it was one of the white helmets who shouted, gas. See? Yeah. Fire in a crowded theater. No, he shouted gas in a hospital where people are suffering from oxygen loss. A white helmet shouted gas, says Dr. Rahabani, and a panic began. People started throwing water over each other. Yes, the video was filmed here, and it is genuine. But what you saw was people suffering from hypoxia and not gas poisoning and being driven into a state of panic by a white helmet who stands there yelling, gas. Fisk cites the testimonies of many locals in the excerpt here. He said, there's many people that I talked to amid the ruins of the town who said that they had, quote, never believed in, unquote, the gas stories, which are usually put about, they claimed, by the armed Islamicist groups. Of course they were. He said, I walked across this town quite freely yesterday without a soldier, a policeman, or a minder to haunt my footsteps. Just two Syrian friends, a camera, and a notebook. He said, oddly, after chatting to more than 20 people, I couldn't find one who showed the slightest interest in Duma's role in bringing about the Western air attacks. Two of them actually told me they didn't know anything about the connection. They just thought, hey, the Americans are shooting missiles at us again. Do they have a reason? Nah, they don't need a reason. Just do it. And then concerning the white helmets, Robert Fisk said this. The white helmets, the medical first responders already legendary in the West, but with some interesting corners to their own story, played a familiar role during the battles. They're partly funded by the British Foreign Office. Oh, look at that. Connection to the British Foreign Office. And most of the local offices, however, were staffed by Duma men. Of course, we want to hear their side of the story, says Robert Fisk, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. A woman told us that every member of the White Helmets in Duma abandoned their main headquarters and chose to take the government-organized Russian-protected buses that would take them out of this area to other areas that were still under rebel control. The rebel province of Idlib with the armed groups when they finally agreed to a truce. So these people were given safe escort out by the Syrian government and the Russian government. And he goes to their headquarters and he says, there's nothing there. Everything has completely been abandoned. And they told me every single one of them bugged out and went to the next rebel town. Uh-huh. So that's the true story, folks. That's one that I trust. This is not a government source from Russia, from Syria, from the United States, from the UK, from France. This is a real journalist doing a real investigation. He got there ahead of the OPCW. There is no evidence of a chemical attack. Of course, that'll be discounted by those who already have their agenda set up. No evidence of it, but evidence that it was the White Helmets who started this panic. And so the question is, as RT puts out here, ask why the three countries launched a strike on Syria last Friday, the night before a team of investigators was going to start visiting the alleged site of the attack. The State Department spokeswoman, Heather Nauert, I think is her name, said the U.S. and its allies couldn't wait. Yeah, they couldn't wait, quite literally. We can't wait to get in there and drop some bombs. We can't wait to get in there and reboot the Civil War. She said, well, it can take quite a bit of time for the OPCW to gather its information to compile the report. Should we wait for a formal investigation that takes months and months? No, let's just do what we wanted to do in the first place. We've got a convenient reason here. Let's fly the flag of the other side and let's just run with this narrative that was dropped in our lap by the British Foreign Office connected White Helmets. Yeah, let's just do that. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, Carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Robert Fisk walked like a man around Douma in Syria. He actually talked to people. He speaks Arabic. He did real journalism, and he found that there was nothing real about this attack. Except we had a white helmet stand in the doorway of the hospital as he's treating people for oxygen deprivation as these buildings were collapsing and the tunnels they'd dug underground were filling up with dust and they couldn't breathe. And he screams, gas! And then everybody panicked. Those videos were real. They really were panicking. They really thought they were being gassed. And, of course, the White Helmets are funded partially by the British Foreign Office. We're going to get back to some more Red Pill Radio here in just a moment. But I want to tell you about the Red Pill supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what support this program. And we've got several specials right now that are centered around Super Male Vitality. You can buy that by itself, 50% off. Or we've got a couple of combos where you can get Super Male and another supplement together and get 50% off of both of those. One of those is Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, 50% off. Or you can get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, 50% off. Or, as I said before, Super Male by itself, 50% off. You can also get our Immune Gargle Combo, and, of course, that has Nano Silver in it. All the different sizes of Immune Gargle with spray bottles and so forth, 50% off. And you can also get a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for up to 25 years, made in America, all non-GMO, and resealable once you open them for a short period of time. You can get that 3-month supply and get an Alexa Pure Gravity Feed Water Filter, the Alexa Pure Pro, the big one. You can get that for free when you buy the 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We offer the finest products we can for your health and for preparedness, and that's what supports this operation. All right, so as I mentioned before, should we wait? That's the rhetorical question asked by the State Department. Of course we don't want to wait. We got things to do. You know, this is an opportunity. It could take months and months. We're going to do what we wanted to do before we alleged that there was wrongdoing. And then we're not going to wait for those allegations to be proven or disproven. And to give you an example of how hell-bent they were on getting this through, This is one of the most amazing things. I haven't played this yet, but we should play this and just remind you, I'm sure you've seen it, but I want you to hear this again. General Jonathan Shaw. This guy is the former head of the UK's armed forces. The head of the armed forces. Former. He goes on Sky News and they dump him and cut him off because he's questioning this whole phony narrative. Here's General Jonathan Shaw.
Do you think anything what we've heard from either Sergei Lavrov or indeed the Russian ambassador has made it more difficult for the UK to launch any kind of attack without putting it to Parliament?
Yeah, I think quite apart from all that, the debate that seems to be missing from this is, and this was actually mentioned by the ambassador, was what possible motive might have triggered Syria to launch a chemical attack at this time in this place. The Syrians are winning. Don't take my word for it. Take the American military's word for it. General Virgil, the head of CENTCOM, he said to Congress the other day, America, Assad has won this war, and we need to face that. So, and then you got last week the statement by Trump or the tweet by Trump that America had finished with ISIL and we were going to pull out soon, very soon. And then suddenly you
get... Okay, I'm very sorry. You've been very patient waiting for us, but we do need to leave it there. I'm very sorry. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, and then she just kind of sits there for a while. She just cuts him off because he's speaking the truth and can't have that. So then she kind of sits there awkwardly with nothing else to say. Look, he's saying, don't take my word. Look at the American military. They say he's winning the war here. What possible motivation does he have? And, of course, if you're a military strategist, you're going to look at people's motivations. You're going to look at their capability. You're going to look at their deployment. You're going to look at psychological profiles of a person, and you're going to just make some common sense judgments. You're always trying to guess what the other guy is about to do, right? And so that's a big part of being a successful general. This is the guy who is head of the UK Armed Forces, former head. And he goes, there's absolutely no reason that he would do anything like this. And so they cut him off. The WHO said, we have no role here. We have no role in confirming or denying that an event has taken place. That's what they say now. Last week, they were saying, oh, well, this is horrible. This is awful, blah, blah, blah. And then, as that was being reported by CNN and other mainstream media, they had to come back and say, well, you know, we have to now disclose and correct the fact that WHO has had no investigation. Unlike Robert Fisk, they didn't go there and do any investigation. Again, it was simply based on the testimony of the White Helmets and other pro-rebel anti-Assad groups who had reported what the doctor that Robert Fisk talked to. They were ignored, even though they are daily sources for all the mainstream media. But here is CNN. You have to worry when CNN's Fareed Zakaria agrees with President Trump. Yeah, I don't agree with him. Alex Jones doesn't agree with him. Tucker Carlson doesn't agree with him. Laura Ingraham doesn't agree with him. Mike Savage doesn't agree with him. All the people who supported President Trump very vociferously don't agree with what he did. Rand Paul, I've got a thing coming up here from Rand Paul saying Trump should trust his gut. He should do what he campaigned on. Oh, but CNN and Fareed Zakaria, fake news supports the fake war. Here's what Fareed says.
I support President Trump's use of American military power this week, especially since this time it was done in collaboration with Britain and France.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Was it done in collaboration with them? Did President Trump become the leader on this, or did they push President Trump? And listen to what he says right in this next segment here. He says this is very important to Fareed and to the globalist. Because he says things have been looking really bad for global cooperation and globalism, and so this is a win for our team. Here's what listen to what he has to say next.
Global institutions and values that were built up over decades are eroding or under threat.
Yes.
To have some action taken to even symbolically enforce the norm against using chemical weapons is worthwhile. But it does not change the reality about which I spoke at the time, that the administration still does not have a serious strategy.
Give him a little pat on the head, just like Lindsey Graham would say. Now you got to do regime change.
That on Syria, despite his protestations and his constant digs at his predecessor, Donald Trump has morphed into Barack Obama.
And he says that because in between those two clips there, he goes in this long thing about how Barack Obama did this and did that, but he didn't remove Assad. So Fareed says, oh, this is welcome. Because all these globalist organizations have really been taking a hit, and now this is a shot in the arm to them, what President Trump did. See, that's why even if nobody died and no chemical weapon plants were destroyed and the Israelis are looking at this and saying, well, if he's trying to send a message, okay, pretty good message, but it didn't do anything. It didn't accomplish anything of any real value. It was symbolic. It was kind of the big middle finger. That was the symbolism. Big middle finger to the Trump supporters, a big middle finger to the America First agenda, a big middle finger to his campaign promises, a big middle finger to the American Constitution and the principles this country was built on of no foreign intervention. Principles that had been long since jettisoned that we had hoped would be revived. And so we got Rand Paul saying Trump should trust his gut. He said, I agreed with President Trump in 2013. I agreed with him 2 weeks ago. In fact, I led the fight in 2013 to stop Obama from involving us more in Syria. Rand Paul said, I've been saying that ever since, that we have no mission there. Yet last week, we involved ourselves further, bombing multiple targets against the government of Syria. There was no authorization for this strike from Congress, nor one for any involvement in this civil war, and no long-term military mission to be achieved by it. It is something we should all be paying more attention to. It is not done, folks. The consequences of this continue to go on. He said, our foreign policy, Rand Paul, our foreign policy is a mess. It needs to get smarter, better, and fast. One of the things I liked most about President Trump when he ran for office was that he articulated a clearly different foreign policy. He had opposed the Iraq War. He had opposed intervention in Libya and Syria, and he wanted to come home from Afghanistan. Yet, in just over a year, he is now appointing myopic foreign policy advisors who refuse to learn the lessons of these wars and our recent history. Folks, personnel is policy. John Bolton and Mike Pompeo are the advisors needed for a president, are not the advisors needed for a president who wants fewer wars. President Trump is listening far too much to the foreign policy swamp that he fought against. Our hawkish neoconservative foreign policy and wars of the last 17 years have brought us trillions of dollars in debt and made us less safe. And I'll just stop here in a second and go back to Rand Paul in a moment. You know, some people like Rand Paul have principles. Other people, politicians, have positions. You understand the difference between principles and positions? Principles are what people of integrity have. Positions are what politicians have. They assume one position to get into office, and then when they get into office, they assume different positions in a game of musical chairs. Is that what we're seeing here? You know, it's really sad to see this happening. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
I'm going to continue with what's going on in the Middle East. I'm going to remind you, coming up in the next segment, about the Middle East dictator that we not only didn't have a problem with when he did massive gassing of multiple populations and multiple wars, but we also helped him. We gave him the coordinates. We showed him where they were and so forth. I'm going to remind you of that because that information has been declassified. It is not speculation. It's not even investigation. It's declassified documents admitting it. Yeah, that dictator was Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein. We're going to talk about that coming up. But this segment, I want to talk at the top of the hour a little bit of news about gun prohibition. We have Twitter nixing the cartoon revolver as an emoji. Yeah, that's right. You can't have something that is, it's a cartoon revolver, but now they're going to replace that with a cartoon squirt gun. Emojis don't kill people. People kill people. Twitter. Yeah, but that's the level of censorship we have now. That level of absurd censorship. And oh, by the way, MRCTV.org that got this story, they pointed out you can still have a knife, a bomb, and two sword emojis. Because, you know, those are the preferred weapons of the Islamic terrorists, I guess, more so than guns. And we don't have any problems in London with knives, bombs, or swords, or even vehicles. You can also have vehicles there as well if you want to have... you want to talk about running people down with that. As a matter of fact, I did a tweet one time and I put all the different, I put like the city name and I had the date or the number of people that were killed. And I put like a little picture of a bomb or a picture of a sword or a knife or whatever. I didn't have to use the gun because they were using all these other things. But of course, Twitter's going to protect us from all that. David Hogg is going to protect us as well. He's now got a new boycott. He wants to boycott mutual fund companies that invest in gun manufacturers because, you know, all these teenagers are out there investing in mutual funds and stocks, and he wants to make sure that they don't fund that. You know, he had these other boycotts. My wife said to me, she goes, as if teenagers are out there buying pillows or furniture or anything for that matter. Why do they care about these people, the advertisers? Why are they being bullied by David Hogg, who, by the way, has become an even bigger gun salesman than Barack Obama? Gun sales after David Hogg got involved have skyrocketed, and so has NRA membership, and so has Laura Ingraham's ratings on her show. So maybe he ought to reconsider. Maybe this should be taken as a contraindicator by Wall Street investors. Go heavy into gun manufacturing because David Hogg is going to attack them with a boycott. But meanwhile, in our schools, especially in the California schools, you know, we talked about it yesterday in terms of taxation. California was saying, we need to put a tax on firearms and ammunition so we can fund public school counselors. And now they've got another proposal to tax firearms so they can fund school security. Let's do everything we can to tax it out of existence. As the Supreme Court Justice said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's the way they're going to come after guns and firearms in California. And as I was saying yesterday, when we talk about this idea of counselors, eh, it sounds like a good idea, but just remember that the alleged Parkland shooter had been counseled on multiple occasions for incidents where he was cutting himself or he was suicidal or he was threatening violence and so forth. They had multiple times that he was counseled by these school psychiatrists. Really didn't seem to help, did it? And I questioned yesterday when I was talking about that. Are you going to have these people start handing out SSRIs and antidepressants and other things like that that are really, really dangerous? If you vary your dosage on that, that can cause a suicidal, catatonic, mass murder suicide event. And when I've talked to an expert on that, remember, she said, we had people who just changed a little bit their dosage on this and wound up, didn't even recall it happening. Taking a gun to school, holding people hostage, pointing the gun at the class, pointing the gun at them. Found out about that one because nobody was killed. But then we look at a Maryland elementary school. You got seven students cutting their wrists. They're taking the little razor blades out of the pencil sharpeners and cutting their wrists. This isn't the school you went to, Mom and Dad. Do you know what your kids are doing in school? Do you know what school is really about today? Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the last hour, I talked about Robert Fisk, highly respected journalist who actually went to Duma, actually walked the streets, interviewed people, used the name of the doctor who actually treated people there, said that it was a white hat who yelled gas as people were suffering from suffocation and oxygen problems, that nobody there had any indication that there was any kind of a gas attack, including the doctor who was treating people. But, of course, we have our little wars, and we have Israeli intelligence reportedly saying that Trump's Syria strike failed, didn't take out much of anything, that it was simply symbolic. Yes, it was a symbolic of support for business as usual, the military-industrial complex, and America as the policemen of the world, the unpaid mercenaries of the world, being used yet again by the French, the British, the Israelis, the Saudis. Oh, it's an international coalition. And we get to pay for the missiles. 118 this time instead of the 59 that we had almost exactly a year ago. Just twice the number. Maybe next year. What are they going to do? Are they going to double it or will they add another 59? We'll have to wait and see what they're going to do next year. But I want to remind you now of story out of RT by Michael Maloof, a former Pentagon security analyst. And he talks about another Middle Eastern dictator that we didn't have so much of a problem with when he used gas against people. That would be Saddam Hussein. And going back again to Robert Fisk, he said the shameless, outrageous, covert military support which the U.S. and Britain gave to Saddam. You know, Robert Fisk has been talking about the Middle East for a long time. The support that we gave to Saddam for more than a decade remains one of the most terrible stories that our presidents and prime ministers do not want the world to remember. Fisk goes on to say, and this is in previous reporting. This doesn't have anything to do with the Syrian report here. He said, the secret of U.S.-British complicity and Hussein's use of chemical weapons during the eight-year Iran-Iraq war that began in September 1980 supposedly died with him. He said, we've shut him up. The moment Saddam's hooded executioner pulled the lever of the trapdoor in Baghdad yesterday morning, Washington's secrets were safe. And now Saddam, who knew the full extent of the Western support given to him while he was perpetrating some of the worst atrocities since World War II, is now dead and silent. He points to German arms dealers at the time that he had met. He said he had direct contacts between Washington and Baghdad at the request of America. The arms dealer told Fisk that he was invited to go to the Pentagon, where he was handed U.S. satellite photographs of the Iranian front lines. This is during the war between Iraq and Iran. Fisk's source then took the photographs and the maps of Iranian troop placements back to Baghdad via Frankfurt, flying from there on Iraqi airways to the Iraqi capital. And he said the Iraqis were very, very grateful, said Fisk. Iraq then used the chemical weapons on the Iranians for the first time on January the 13th, 1981, out of concern that the Iranians were gaining a military advantage. You hear that? He was concerned they were gaining a military advantage. That's why The former head of the UK British forces, all the UK British forces, was telling people on Sky News before they cut him off, he said he has absolutely no reason to do this. He's winning. Using chemical weapons is an act of desperation. It is a Hail Mary. They're about to overrun us. Let's pull out the chemical weapons or the biological weapons or the nuclear weapons or whatever. These weapons of mass destruction are an act of desperation. That's why everybody's looking at this and says it doesn't make any sense. And that's why Saddam Hussein was doing it. As he saw these maps that the Americans had given him of Iranian troop placements and strength, he realized that they were about to be overrun. So he launched chemical gas attacks against them. He said the Iraqis for the first time had used a combination of nerve gas, which would paralyze the victims' bodies, and then follow that up with mustard gas and sarin so that they would drown in their own lungs. He said that was why they were spitting out blood. Pretty horrific, isn't it? That's our guy. That's our guy, Saddam Hussein. Remember, he was our ally during this time. I'm going to tell you the extent of that ally, allegiance that's going there. Because these are not speculations or even interviews or research. These are documents that have now been released. And it's not just coming from one source. It's not even just coming from Robert Fisk. It's Foreign Policy, others, looking at the documents that have been released now, declassified. The Pentagon was apparently aware of Hussein's use of these chemical weapons. Lieutenant Colonel Rick Francona, who was with the Defense Intelligence Agency at the time, provided members of the Iraqi General Staff with detailed information on Iranian deployments, on their tactical planning, and on bomb damage assessment. Francona, quote, reported back to Washington that the Iraqis had used chemical weapons to achieve their victory in recapturing the Fao Peninsula from the Iranians, unquote. And then in an interview with Foreign Policy, Francona said the Iraqis didn't have to tell Washington officials that they were using nerve gas. He said they didn't have to. We already knew. Yeah, of course they did. Then we got documents from the CIA that were declassified. And those declassified documents reveal that the U.S. knew of Iraqis' chemical weapons attacks. The declassified materials, which were in the National Archives, revealed details of the depth of U.S. knowledge of how and when Iraq employed the deadly chemical weapons. Foreign Policy said, they are tantamount to an official American admission of complicity in some of the most gruesome chemical weapons attacks ever launched. You hear that? These are CIA documents that are evidence, says Foreign Policy, of American admission of complicity in some of the most gruesome chemical weapon attacks ever launched. Don't get on your moral high horse to me and say that because of an allegation of 40 people, we have to reboot a civil war that was winding down that's already killed 500,000 people, men, women, and children. But that's exactly what they're saying. And it wasn't just with Iran. They go on to point out, Hussein wasn't content with using chemical weapons just on the Iranians in 1987 and 1988. He decided to use them on the Kurds, who lived in northern Iraq. The most egregious chemical weapons attack occurred on March 1988 in the Kurdish village of Halabja, killing some 6,800 Kurds, mostly civilian. Do you hear that? Not 40 people. Not 400. Not 4,000. 6,800 people gassed by our ally, Saddam Hussein, supported by the Reagan administration, covered up by the Bush administration, silenced by George W. Bush. The State Department instructed its diplomats to say that Iran was partly to blame in this. At the time of the chemical attacks on civilians in Halabja, there was no reaction from the U.S. or from the U.K. or any other countries about the attack. So we get all upset about an allegation that is not investigated, we just debunked that from a real investigation by Robert Fisk. But we get upset about the fact that 40 people died, but 6,800 people being gassed by Saddam Hussein, no reaction from the United States, no reaction from the United Kingdom. Where was Nikki Haley? Where was she? Was she still in India at the time? I don't know. These foreigners like Sebastian Gorka and Nikki Haley coming here, bringing their foreign ideas to our culture. Our American culture was based on non-intervention, no foreign alliances. And now we got these foreigners coming here telling us a, you know, feeding us a foreign lie, lying to us about our founders as Sebastian Gorka did. And as Nikki Haley did in South Carolina, she began the purge of American history, of American monuments. Remember that happened after the Dillon Roof shooting and they found a picture of him and he had a Confederate flag in the background. So now we have to pull down the Confederate flag, got to pull down Confederate statues, and it doesn't stop there. They go after the Union soldier statues. They go after presidents. They go after Christopher Columbus. It all began with Nikki Haley from Small Beginnings. And I'm going to talk about these trade sanctions here in a minute. Is Nikki Haley in charge of the White House? Are the Nikki Haley never Trumper wing, are they in charge of President Trump now? She's out there saying, we're going to have sanctions. And then you have, that was on Sunday. And then you have some pushback from President Trump. You have pushback from Sarah Sanders. You have pushback from Larry Kudlow. And now they're kowtowing and saying, oh, sorry. Oh, we were the ones who were confused. Nikki Haley is right. Oh. Is Nikki Haley president already? Already? All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about just one more thing to say about the Syrian action and the aftermath of this. But then we're going to talk about whether or not there's going to be more trade sanctions. And are there going to be terrorists? And there are different reactions that we have from people. We also have information about the Love Judge, as well as what is ahead in this upcoming trial. We're going to talk about Neil Gorsuch. He's had his first alliance with the left. As I pointed out, when we had former Justice John Paul Stevens, he was appointed by Rockefeller Republican Gerald Ford. And he voted pretty much conservative for the first 8 years. Then he became conservative to moderate. And then he, after 8 years, he was recognized as a liberal. And by the time he retired, he was considered to be the most liberal judge on the Supreme Court. And he's the guy who set off a firestorm about a month or so ago by writing that editorial. It's time the Second Amendment has to go. It's always sad to see this kind of migration from supposedly conservative justices. We'll see, have to wait and see if this is what's happening to Gorsuch. We'll also be talking about some updates to some of the confusion and the anger about tax day. I have some personal stories to tell you about that as well. And we'll have a tale of two infants coming out of the UK. You're not going to believe this story. So we got a lot of news that's coming up. But I just want to say, as we were talking about the situation with our own dictator, Saddam Hussein, and before he became our enemy, he was our ally. And he was gassing the Iranian army when we showed him that they were about to overrun him. In an act of desperation, he used gas on them. First, he used nerve gas to paralyze them, and then he sent in sarin and mustard gas so that they would drown in their own blood, in their lungs, spitting out blood. And we were just fine with that. We didn't criticize that. As a matter of fact, we didn't criticize him when he gassed the Kurds and killed 6,800 Kurds. We were silent about that. As a matter of fact, it went beyond that. Brian K. Price, a military veteran, said, quote, there was no reaction by the U.S. and the U.K. and other countries because the U.S. had calculated the coordinates for Saddam Hussein's sarin attacks, including the ones in Halabja. We gave him the info. We told him where to aim the stuff. And we had documents that had been released, declassified, from the CIA admitting our complicity in all of this. Where is our moral high horse on all this? It's clearly a naked agenda that we have here to restart this, to go after regime change. You heard it from Fareed Zakaria, CNN. Oh, this is great. I'm glad that President Trump did this, but he needs to go further, or he's just morphing into another Obama because he won't do regime change as we demand. It's great because he's given a boost in the arm to globalism. And he has. He has. And it's simply symbolic, as the Israelis are saying. Nothing is there. The symbolism is a big middle finger to his supporters and to what really needs to happen in this country, stopping the foreign entanglement. Senators are now introducing a bill to update the president's war authority. A bipartisan group of senators introduced the legislation to update the authorization for the military use of force on Monday. It would replace the 2001-2002 bills that authorized the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and have been used as a legal basis for military action against terrorist groups everywhere in the world for any reason whatsoever, alleged that it is a terrorist act. And you don't have to get congressional declaration. This one would specify that a sovereign nation would not qualify as a, quote, associated force. See, this is the legal wiggle room that they're using here. So it would close down that loophole if, in fact, there is a loophole. I don't think that the
Congress can abdicate their authority that way with a declaration. And I don't think that they can stick something in the National Defense Authorization Act that allows the military to perform indefinite detention of American citizens on American soil with that by the U.S. military without due process. But, of course, they will use that declaration in the NDAA to keep themselves from going to war crimes if they ever get caught doing this. If we ever get somebody in power that believes in the Constitution, they could throw these people in jail, but then they could always come back and say, but I had orders. I was just following orders. The Nuremberg defense, right? So now they got their orders in the NDAA. They got their orders with the authorization and the use of military force. So they got their little Nuremberg alibi here. Let's see if that holds up. One day these people are going to have to answer for this stuff. Our proposal finally repeals those authorizations, makes Congress do its job in on where, when, and with who we are at war with. Now, the people who are doing this are, for the most part, people like Tim Kaine, Jeff Flake, Christopher Coons, Todd Young, Bill Nelson, Bob Corker. These are people who are, yes, bipartisan people who oppose Trump. But they're on the right side of this issue, and President Trump is on the wrong side of this issue. Theresa May had to answer in a parliamentary debate. She was able to, with her majority in the parliament, avoid censure or being thrown out or whatever. But she's still very bellicose. She's prepared to use nuclear weapons against Russia. She's very belligerent about that. You know, all she needs to do is just pull off her high heels and start banging the counter like Nikita Khrushchev. That's exactly what we need. And, of course, Russia is doubling down as well. We got Putin coming out there and saying Russia will not exclude any possibilities of nuclear war. There we go. Everybody yelling and screaming at each other. I'm tougher than you are. I got a bigger button and mine works, so forth. Except this is a lot more dangerous than the situation with the little fat man, because his buttons don't work. And hopefully that's going to wind down. As I said, we have some good news on that front. Looks like we may finally get an official peace. We may get a embassy in North Korea. We had Mike Pompeo, CIA director, may soon be the State Department, head of the State Department, met over Easter weekend with little Kim. Let's talk a little bit now about whether or not Nikki Haley is president. And I'm not joking. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley went to war with Lawrence Kudlow. Like, who are you? Who are you? She had gone on the Sunday shows and had bragged about the fact that we are going to be putting more sanctions on the Russians this week. That was on Sunday. On Monday, we had White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders say, well, we're still looking at that. We're considering additional sanctions on Russia, and a decision will be made in the near future. Nikki Haley said, no, it's done. It's happening. She had said that the day before. And so they pushed back. President Trump pushed back. Larry Kudlow pushed back on Tuesday. Larry Kudlow said that Nikki Haley, quote, got ahead of the curve. She's done a great job. She's a very effective ambassador. There might have been some momentary confusion about that. And then Nikki Haley comes back and says, with all due respect, I don't get confused. No, she doesn't. Quite frankly, I got to give that to Nikki Haley. She is a consistent warmonger Valkyrie. She never gets off the trail. She and people like Lindsey Graham, these people who want war, they never get confused. They never get distracted. They never lose sight of the goal. It's the people on our side that don't want foreign entanglement. So then Kudlow comes back and says, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It was my mistake. I'm so sorry. Yes, Nikki does not get confused. And so he denied that. And he came out and kowtowed. So you've got Nikki Haley telling Trump and Sarah Sanders what to do. She says heal, they heal. And she says something to Kudlow, and he kowtows. Nikki Haley, President Nikki Haley.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors
prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
So who is this woman, Nikki Haley, who comes on the Sunday show, Sunday's Face the Nation, and says, we're going to have sanctions, more sanctions, a second round of sanctions put on Russia come Monday. On Monday, administration officials said it was unlikely that Trump would approve more punitive measures against Russia. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House Press Secretary, said, we are considering additional sanctions on Russia. A decision will be made in the near future. Lawrence Kudlow comes out and says, people kept saying, but Nikki Haley said we're going to do it. So when they asked Lawrence Kudlow, he said, well, I think she was confused. She got ahead of the curve. She goes on Fox News with Dana Perino and says, with all due respect, I don't get confused. Oh, well, let's all bow down. And Kudlow does. He says, she's done a great job. You know, there might have been some momentary confusion about that, but no. She knew what she was doing. A senior official had even told people on Monday, Axios reported that a number of senior White House officials anonymously told reporters that Haley had made a mistake by making the announcement ahead of President Trump. It should not have been made public on the Sunday morning show. A senior official said that Trump was very angry about the situation. Well, he should be, because she is president. She is telling him what to do. Who is this woman? Breitbart has a story. Nikki Haley's deputy ambassador led the Never Trumper movement, and he launched Zuckerberg's Open Borders Group. This is the guy, John Lerner, who, remember, there was another thing that happened over the weekend that got President Trump upset, and that was the fact that Mike Pence, his vice president, was going down to a conference in South America. I think it was Peru. I talked about it yesterday. But this conference was about promoting the UN 2030 agenda for sustainable slavery and Marxism. That's what it really is. The UN 2030 agenda is an agenda for Marxist slavery, locking you up in the cities, taking away your ability to move, to own anything, taking away your ability to have cheap energy and many other things. But it is, that is the present, the sustainability, the environmentalism aspect of it is merely a justification to get what they want. And that is centralized control of your life. It is a Marxist agenda. It even sounds like redistribution of wealth, indoctrination of children, and the environmental worship and so forth. And of course, consolidation of government. Not just centralized control, but centralized government into a world government. That's what is part of this UN Agenda 2030. That's what's happening in all our cities right now. And Vice President Pence goes down there and speaks of it in glowing terms, as does Ivanka Trump. President Trump got upset because John Lerner went down there. And President Trump seems to understand who John Lerner is, but he doesn't seem to understand who Nikki Haley is. John Lerner had a very visible position during the campaign. He has a lot of ties to Nikki Haley, but he also has ties to Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and also to the Never Trump movement, and also to the Koch brothers and their open border aspect. Lerner, 49, reports Breitbart, withdrew from consideration to become Vice President Pence's national security advisor after news broke that President Trump was reportedly livid that a key member of the Never Trump movement would be joining in his White House. Well, remember when I reported that, I said he reportedly said, why would Mike do this to me? Mike Pence. Now, to put this in perspective, Nikki Haley endorsed Marco Rubio in 2016. And she had an infamously indirectly attacked Trump's America First agenda. She clearly does not believe in America First. This is a woman whose parents were Indian. I don't know if she was born here or if she was brought here. But she is not about America First. She is a globalist. She is a citizen of the world. And like Sebastian Gorka, she is bringing these alien ideas to us that we are to be the unpaid mercenaries, the slaves of the New World Order, until they can find a Chinese army to do a better job for them. In her State of the Union response, while Lerner was advising her, she attacked the idea of America First back in 2016. She was also operating her own more discreet Never Trump strategy in 2013. Lerner was also running a Never Trump operation for the Koch brothers and the Club for Growth organization that they back. And, of course, that was all because supposedly President Trump was going to put in trade restrictions. What are sanctions, though? Are they not trade restrictions? Are we not putting on the same trade restrictions with Russia that they freak out about when it's done with China? And I'm talking about aluminum here. See, they have flown their flag, folks. It isn't at all about free trade. It never was about free trade. As Ron Paul pointed out many times, with NAFTA, starting with NAFTA, calling it the North American Free Trade Agreement, he said you don't need thousands of pages if you're going to have free trade. You just say, hey, we're going to stop the taxes here. So you don't have to have a multi-thousand page agreement to have free trade. But what else has Nikki Haley and her minion done, John Lerner? Before being handpicked by Haley to join her in the Trump administration, John Lerner helped create and launch Mark Zuckerberg's Open Borders Lobbying Group, FWD.US. That is a pro-amnesty, pro-foreign labor organization. Yes, Nikki Haley is for all these H-1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11-12, all the way up visas to allow foreign workers to come in and take our jobs. And it's being funded, of course, by Silicon Valley and people like Zuckerberg and people like Bill Gates at Microsoft and people like Steve Ballmer at Microsoft. So the, this is where, Nikki Haley resides. And now she tells President Trump and Lawrence Kudlow and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I don't get confused. Shut up. We're having sanctions. So they probably will dutifully apply sanctions to Russia. Is that a bad thing? You know, they absolutely, the stock market and the Koch brothers scream bloody murder if we do something to stop China's aluminum production, or to just not to stop it, but to equalize it. If they've got a massive trade imbalance in terms of taxing our stuff, we say we're going to equalize those taxes. You can't do that. You can't have an equalization of taxes. China has to be allowed to pursue unfair, unequal trade practices. But then Nikki Haley and the Koch brothers can all come in and say, but we need to shut down Russia. And aluminum, same thing. They push it. They applaud it. 1 week ago, when the Trump administration unveiled the most draconian Russian sanctions yet, the Russian oligarch aluminum giant Rusal, Zero Hedge said, we said that aluminum prices are going to go higher, much higher, for one reason. Excluding China's zombie producers, Rusal is the world's largest producer of aluminum. And now you've got the people in Japan, this Zero Hedge article saying, we are in a panic situation. Japan is panicking over this aluminum situation because they're caught between a hard marketplace and American sanctions. Major Japanese trading houses asked the Russian aluminum producer to stop shipping refined aluminum and other products in light of U.S. sanctions, the first round of sanctions, on the world's number two producer. And they're scrambling to secure metal elsewhere. We have requested Rusal to stop shipments of aluminum for our term contracts as we can't make payment in U.S. dollars. And we don't want to take the risk of becoming a secondary sanction target by the United States. London Metal Exchange aluminum topped $2,400 a ton on Monday, the first time in more than 6 years, and is holding near there on Tuesday. The contract has gained about 20% this month. It's gone up 20% in prices. Japan buys aluminum from Russia, about 16% of their national import. They're going to be using this for cars. So what's going to happen? Price of cars is going to up. All these people talking about free trade, they love to talk to us about all the secondary and tertiary effects of trade sanctions to equalize the penalties or to remove the penalties that China has put on us. But when we do it to Russia on the same exact thing, aluminum, nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it. You don't hear anybody in the press talking about this. The Japanese said the sanctions came as a total surprise. We are in a panic situation. And now as they're looking at the second round, Russia is getting ready for possibly being cut off from SWIFT. SWIFT is the system that allows people to, it's a global financial system that allows people to exchange, to settlements and so forth. And so Russia is being pushed out of the international monetary system, which is one of the reasons why, and because of these types of things happening before, it's one of the reasons why BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America were pushing to get rid of the petrodollar and that kind of control. What we are doing is hastening the demise of our influence. We're using the petrodollar.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow.
Yeah, it's time to talk about the love judge. Yeah, the love boat, the love court, the love judge. We've got Stormy Daniels out there saying, this isn't what I wanted to be known for. The celebrity whore is just saying, yes, there's a lot of publicity, but I didn't do it because this isn't what I wanted to be known for. Okay. Well, she's on the love boat now. She launched the cruise, and we got the love boat judge. We're going to talk about that. And I just have to say, as we look at this, this is a lesson for everybody. And it's something that as Christians we understand we're forgiven. But we also understand that God our Father may forgive us, but he will teach us a lesson. And he will use that not only to teach us a lesson, but he will use it to teach a lesson to other people. Remember King David, who killed Bathsheba's husband and then committed adultery with her and eventually married her, had Solomon and so forth. That had lasting consequences throughout his entire life. And it had consequences for other people as well. You know, when our leaders fail, it has consequences for everybody. One of the worst failures and consequences for everybody was when David became proud. That was the most severe punishment from God ever recorded against King David. But he was still a man after God's heart. He still had a relationship with God. You know, we can have these kinds of, so this isn't a judgment about President Trump as to, you know, I don't even know if he did. He says he didn't do this. Fine. Says he didn't do it. But, you know, when we look at this and we look at these multiple cases here, the other thing I'll just remind you is the rhetorical question from Proverbs. Can a man scoop fire into his lap and not get burned? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is a reminder for us all and things small and large. And so, you know, she's out there saying, this is not what I wanted to be known for. Can I just say, first of all, I did not name the tour. What is the name of the tour again? Make America Horny Again. Yeah. She says, I didn't come up with that name. You don't hear me say that. I haven't promoted that name. I think it's awful. I think it's cheesy and a play on somebody else's idea, and I'm not trying to do that. Well, she's doing it. She's doing it. In spite of what she has to say here. These are celebrity whores. The playmate that is also involved in this, what is she angry about? She's angry about the fact that it wasn't exposed. She gave her story to a newspaper and they spiked it. And so she's angry about that. She wants her story told. They want their story told. They're celebrity whores. And you got this love judge. It just keeps getting, well, I talked about her a bit yesterday. Judge Kimba Wood. She briefly worked at a Playboy casino in 1966. But she was also called the love judge in 1995. Because the soon-to-be ex-wife of a multimillionaire Wall Street financier found his diary, and it was filled with passionate prose about his trysts with the jurist. The illicit romance began the spring of that year with dinners at ritzy restaurants and weekend getaways at Woods Country Home. Yes, like a love boat cruise, you know. At the time, Kimba was married to a Time magazine columnist, but the two were about to divorce. So what do we know about her? Well, she was President Clinton's pick for attorney general in 1993. That was part of what became a problem with her. But primarily, she was rejected for that position as attorney general because she had employed an illegal alien as a nanny, and she also helped the nanny to illegally remain in the country by paying taxes for her. Today, that would not disqualify an attorney general. That would be a qualification, not a disqualification, a qualification for any Democrat attorney general. They would wear that as a badge of honor. Look, I hired an illegal alien, and I helped them avoid deportation, and I paid taxes for them and so forth. You remember Bill Clinton and even Hillary Clinton was talking about the fact that we had to do something about illegal immigration, and we had to enforce the border and so forth. And so back in the day, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that was not celebrated. It is celebrated today. And then besides the brief involvement there at the Playboy Casino, and the extramarital affair that gave her the name Love Judge. She also, as I pointed out yesterday, officiated over George Soros' wedding. So she's connected to the right people. Yeah, she's connected to Soros. She's connected to the Clintons, all these different people. And she's sitting in judgment over this trial of President Trump. And I don't understand why Alan Dershowitz came down hard on Sean Hannity. There's absolutely no reason for Sean Hannity to have to disclose the fact that he had talked about some real estate questions with Michael Cohen as a lawyer. He did not pay him. He did not retain him. And if he was his client, as Michael Cohen in his mind thought that he was his client, if Michael Cohen in his mind thought that those questions about real estate were substantive enough to that they constituted a client-attorney privilege, then Judge Kimba Wood should not have penetrated that. There's absolutely no evidence that needed to be involved, that needed to be publicized. But, of course, she is a Democrat, and that's why they do these types of things there. That is purely a political persecution that is going on here in all these different cases. Now, there may be something at the heart of this. Who knows? Because Trump's biggest headache is what is in those seized records, says Zero Hedge. Regardless of the substance of this trial, however, by doing that, she has displayed her bias in a very disturbing way. But there are other things that people are disturbed about as this is coming out. Several reports about the evidence seized by the feds have only served to heighten anxieties at the White House, reports Zero Hedge. Perhaps the most concerning was a report by CNN that Cohen had surreptitiously recorded conversations of private negotiations with attorneys for President Trump's adversaries. And so this has raised questions about whether Cohen ever recorded his conversations with Trump. ABC later reported audio recordings made by Cohen have been seized by the FBI. The Associated Press reports that West Wing staffers are now more worried about the potential aftershocks of the Cohen raid, including a likely criminal prosecution of Cohen by the Southern District of New York. And they're more worried about that than the outcome of Mueller's Russian investigation. There's nothing with the Mueller investigation. Mueller's Russian investigation may be illegitimately expanded to go into all kinds of financial dealings. And I've said before, the FinCEN regulations, all kinds of financial regulations that happen in this country, just evidence of it with the pedophile Dennis Hastert, the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House, maybe the longest serving Speaker of the House of any party, I'm not sure, but certainly the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House, a known pedophile. He was groomed for the position. He was already a pedophile as a wrestling coach in high school. They groomed him to run for Congress, and they groomed him for leadership and so forth. And then when all of it came out, he went to jail not for being a pedophile, because they make sure there's a statute of limitations on that. He went to jail because he withdrew his own money, withdrawing his own money, structuring it to avoid detection because he was paying off somebody who was blackmailing him. And again, why should that even be a crime? It should not be a crime. But there are all these different tripwires and financial dealings throughout the U.S., but also, especially when you start dealing with foreign countries, is very complicated. The business structures that President Trump has are very complicated. So it is a target-rich environment to find something that they could prosecute President Trump for, or the people around him, try to blackmail them into saying something and give up President Trump, or just to get themselves off the hook. So that's always a problem with the Mueller investigation. However, a defense attorney who was a deputy independent counsel during the Starr counsel, special counsel investigation into Clinton said, "I agree with the consensus forming that it is very dangerous for the president, probably the most serious thing yet in this love boat, love court trial." He said, even if you shut Mueller down in some way, how do you shut down the Southern District Federal Court? This love judge may have the last laugh yet. We'll have to wait and see. All right. We've got just a little bit of time left here in the break. I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Super Male Vitality at 50% off. We've had to remove many of the sales, especially Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We had to remove that off the sale list. But we have centered some sales around Super Male Vitality. It by itself is 50% off. Or you can get it in combo with a couple of other products and get 50% off the entire combo. So if you get Super Male Vitality with the Real Red Pill, that's 50% off of both of those. You can also get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, and it's 50% off of that combo. We also have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. And with that, and again, that is lasts for up to 25 years. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. Has the best packaging you'll find anywhere on storable food. And it's a great hedge against inflation. It's a great hedge against natural disasters as well. But natural disasters. You lose power. You have runs in the grocery store because of a snowstorm or because of a hurricane or whatever. You've got your food supply there to protect your family. If you get a 3-month supply of this, you can right now get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter for free. That is a big discount. That's the Select Storable Food is what we have at my home. We also have a Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter. Great filter. And finally, you can get Immune Gargle Combo and all sizes of the Immune Gargle, 50% off. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program. All right, stay with us. We're going to be right back after the break.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got a lot of news coming up in the next hour. We have baboons on the loose in San Antonio using a 55-gallon barrel to escape. It's like the Great Escape or something. Also, we have the Family Research Council is being subpoenaed in a transgender fight. And we have New York, of course, is not very happy, as I pointed out a couple of days ago, about Chick-fil-A coming into their city. They see this as a cultural invasion, Chick-fil-A. No more, don't eat more chicken. More chicken? We can't have more chicken? Yeah, xenophobic. It's a cultural, I guess, let's say, what would it be? Chick-a-phobic, I guess they are. But they're very upset about that. And, of course, they don't want any more cars coming into New York City. New York City is going to be putting an $11 tax on people who want to drive into the city. See, this is when I talk about Vice President Pence going down to South America and celebrating the UN Agenda 2030 sustainability. That's the type of thing we're talking about. The people who want to shut down your ability to move around in cities, and they want to shut you in the cities. And that's what Agenda 21 and UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability are really about. And that's what we should really be concerned about, that and the fact that we've got people like Nikki Haley apparently in charge at the White House. So we're going to get to all those stories as we come up. Also, taxing. You know, we had the income tax filed yesterday, but there's a lot more tax stories coming out. But I want to give you a story of a tale of two infants here at the top of the hour. This is out of the UK, both of these stories. So it's not two different governments, but two different infants. One of these, the UK taxpayers, are set to pay out millions of pounds to a family from Sri Lanka. They gave their own baby boy brain damage because they starved him. The judge, Martin McKenna, said no one has ever given the mother a clear, understandable explanation of the importance of feeding. So because these people come from Sri Lanka, they don't know that you have to feed babies. And it's obviously the British healthcare system's fault. He said the sad reality is that Mrs. Rajathipan did not get any instruction on how to feed properly or what to do if feeding was unsuccessful. No one has ever given her a clear and understandable explanation of the importance of feeding. Okay, so British taxpayers, you pay millions of dollars because this immigrant from Sri Lanka doesn't know she has to feed her babies, and it's your fault. But then we've got another case of a baby being taken off life support. Remember Charlie Gard that went on for so long? The parents wanted alternative health care. They said, no, you're not going to get it. If there's somebody in the U.S. that can give you better health care than we can, we don't want that story told. We don't want to look bad. So we're not going to let you go to America for any kind of health care. And they basically stopped that, got to the point of no return, and the baby was taken off. The 11-month-old Charlie Gard was taken off of life support against the parents' wishes. Now they're doing it again. Doing it again. Alfie Evans, a terminally ill British toddler whose life currently rests not in the hands of those who love him, but in those of a jury of his peers, supposedly his peers. And you've now got the courts deciding that this, folks, is why we don't want government involvement in healthcare. I don't want, and the Constitution does not allow, for an FDA that tells me I can take one medication, but I can't take a different medication. I don't have, the Constitution doesn't allow for the DEA that says that you can't have medical marijuana or even recreational marijuana. There is no authority in the Constitution for that. And we should never support the government interfering in our health care, whether to force us to take vaccines or to prohibit medications that we want to take because we're at the end of life or we're in desperate straits and we want to try an experimental treatment. We just had a right to try bill. And guess what? All the Democrats voted against that. Voted against the idea that you would allow terminally ill patients to be able to choose experimental drugs when they had no other options available to them. They said, no, you're not going to have that. No choice in that. Only a choice if you kill your child. And that's what we see happening in this tale of two infants in the UK. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Oh, the government do take a bite, don't it? You feeling that pain after yesterday? Yeah, I had several people interact with me about tax day. One individual sent me an email saying, I've got a friend who had to take out a $1,000 loan for taxes. They're really not happy about this. I said, where's my tax break? I thought we were getting a tax break. I said, no, you know, of course the GOP leadership made sure that they delayed as long as possible so that the tax breaks would not happen. In 2017. So we're going to have to wait to see the effect till next year. You may see a little bit of a difference in your take-home pay, depending on how the tax rate has been processed through the system. But you're not going to see a change on that until after the election. Until after the election. Ah, smart planning for the GOP leadership. Unless their intention all along was to essentially throw themselves under the bus just so they could get President Trump out. I wouldn't rule that possibility out. Not at all. And then I had another friend who was talking about the fact that I thought Obamacare penalty was gone. You know, we heard President Trump talk a great deal about that as he came into office about a year ago. And he sent a letter out to the IRS commissioner. And I reported at the time the IRS commissioner said, nah, I'm not going to pay attention to that. President Trump said, please don't enforce the Obamacare penalty. The IRS commissioner says, that's President Trump. We don't do what President Trump says, whether it's about immigration control at the border or whatever. Yeah, the federal judges say, no. You know, Obama can have not even an executive order. Obama can have his Homeland Security say, I'm not going to enforce the law at the border. I'm going to defer that. I'm not going to enforce the borders. I'm not going to enforce the immigration law. So Jan Napolitano at Homeland Security can say that. Judges don't have a problem with that. Don't have a problem with them saying we're not going to enforce the law or the border. But if President Trump comes in and says, I'm going to enforce the law on the border, the judges say, you can't do that. And then Jeff Sessions, bless his heart, Jeff Sessions says, well, I'll go to court and I'll argue that we can enforce the law. It's like, you don't have to argue that you're going to enforce the law and the borders. Nothing was changed about the law and the borders. Don't play that game. Don't let them define the terms of the battle. You need to channel Andrew Jackson, who said they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. I've said this many times. Alexander Hamilton said the judiciary was the least dangerous branch of the government because they had no ability to enforce their decisions. But we just bow down to whatever their opinions happen to be at any given time, even though they reverse themselves going along. That is a very dangerous precedent. That's a very dangerous precedent for left and right. Everybody left and right should be upset about that. We've had the Supreme Court venture into areas where constitutionalists would fear to tread. And they've done it on so many different issues. And they don't even try to argue from a legal perspective. They argue from whether or not they like the policy or whether or not it is popular or whether or not the president has made some pronouncements in public speeches that have nothing to do with the written law. And so they come out and they say, President Trump, you can't enforce the border. That's the power of the president, but you can't enforce that. Barack Obama said that he and his Homeland Security aren't going to enforce the immigration laws of the border, but we're not going to let you do that without a court fight. You're going to have to fight us for permission to enforce the laws, for permission to enforce the borders. And Jeff Sessions says, oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do that. That's the insanity where we are right now. We got Nikki Haley out there saying, we're going to put in sanctions tomorrow on Sunday. And Trump is furious. And you got the White House press secretary saying, not going to happen. Senior policy advisors say, that's not going to happen. We're still looking at that. We haven't made that decision yet. Lawrence Kudlow comes out and says, well, maybe she got a little bit ahead of the situation here. Maybe she's a little bit confused. She goes, I'm not confused. I'm never confused. We're going to put these in. And everybody's like, oh, yes, yes. Sorry. Sorry, President Haley. Sorry, President Nikki. Yes, you're right. You're right. Oh, yes. You never get confused. And so what's happening with the tax stuff? You know, the Obamacare, as Joe Bannister, who joined me on Friday, was saying, oh, by the way, folks, it's not just last year that you're going to get hammered. You're going to get hammered if you don't buy Obamacare for 2018. Because when Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell rammed that complicated bill through at the end of the year, they made sure that Obamacare penalty wasn't going to go away until 2019. So don't get caught in that again this year. I'm warning you right now. People, listen to me so you don't get that several thousand dollar penalty. And then what did we have yesterday? We had the IRS website for paying going down. The IRS's website for direct pay option, which allows for taxpayers to pay taxes directly from a checking account to the agency, says that the option is currently unavailable. That was yesterday. Yesterday was a deadline for filers to make payments to the IRS because you can get an extension on filing all the paperwork, but you can't get an extension on sending them your money. Tuesday was a deadline to make the payments for businesses, self-employed persons, and so forth, to file their taxes for the first quarter of 2018. And one person tweeted out, Joe Walsh said, well, there's no greater example of government incompetence than the IRS e-file system and direct pay service being down on tax day. Yeah, that's about right. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has now said extensions will be granted to those who are impacted when the site is up again. So they will spare you, presumably, even more penalties and taxes if you go ahead and send them the money later on or soon, whatever. I don't know exactly how it's going to be. He said it's a technical issue. We're working through it, a high-volume technical issue that impacted the system. But there's a lot of people who don't want to pay, a lot of people who refuse to pay, a lot of people who choose to give their money to a charity because they oppose the wars. The National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee made a statement last week calling for an end to the war and proposing, which war is that? So we got seven of them. I lose track. And then we got some that are undeclared as well. So calling for an end to the wars, plural, and proposing a massive movement of tax resistance. And they have, however, coordinated tax day protests since 1983. So unfortunately, it's nothing new. And as we look at this, of course, you know, you can donate your money. If you don't want to go to jail with this system, because they're not going to listen to any legal arguments. You may have some really good legal arguments. I've seen some excellent legal arguments being made against the income tax code, but they don't listen to legal arguments. You may have noticed that in the trial of Ross Ulbricht in Silk Road. They wanted to get him for operating a website that was on the dark web. They wanted to get him for using Bitcoin and promoting cryptocurrency, and they got him. And they'll use any means, by hook or by crook. They will shut down any evidence of criminal agents who are operating the website, who are later indicted or under current indictment by the government. We saw the same thing in the Bundy trial. Same thing. You got a guy who has been fired and under criminal investigation, but they're not going to tell anything about that. They're not going to expose the lies. Finally, it was a whistleblower in that case that showed it. But they don't play by the rules. You're not going to get a fair hearing in tax court. I'm not even going to go into all the different cases that I've known about. But as I point out in this Free Thought Project, as it stands right now, our civilization is forced to fund projects involuntarily through coercive taxation. I would say that's the very definition of government. You know, that is the way that we Americans think that we have to solve our problems. Every problem needs to be solved by government. And not only that, but every problem needs to be solved by law enforcement. You got a drug problem, which is really a spiritual, medical, psychological issue. Oh, well, let's have the police solve that problem. Even the police are saying, are you kidding me? You know, every tool is solved by the screwdriver of government, whether it is something that can be done with a screwdriver or not. We always use that. Absolutely the opposite of Alexis de Tocqueville's America, where he said, it's amazing. What's amazing about America at that time, the early 1800s, was he said, people will come together in voluntary association to solve their problems. They don't call for government to get involved, but we call for government to get involved at the highest level, at the most brutal and violent level, in the most brutal and violent ways possible. That's the way we choose to solve our problems today. And if the Democrats get their way, Minority Whip Steny Hoyer is bragging to CNBC that they're going to remove those little breadcrumbs that Nancy Pelosi talks about. She's going to fight you for every crumb on your table. So it's only going to get worse. I'm not too happy about what the Republicans are doing. No, not at all. But you want to jump out of the frying pan and into the literal fire? Well, that's what's going to happen if the Democrats win this next election. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. So you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, the day after you paid your taxes here, I want you to hear it. I mentioned it before we went to break. The minority whip, Steny Hoyer, bragging to CNBC that the Democrats want to roll back the tax cut. I want you to hear this straight from the donkey's mouth, that they want to take your money. I mean, when they were talking about cutting taxes, we had people like Bernie Sanders saying, they're looting the Treasury. They don't think that's your money. That's not your money that you paid yesterday. That's their money. They're entitled to it. Yeah, you may have worked for it. You may save it. You may try to put your family budget together, but that belongs to them. And if they allow you, out of their graciousness, to keep some of the money that you worked hard to earn, they consider that to be an expenditure. That is something that you don't necessarily deserve. Now, of course, when it comes to welfare, you have a right to that. I saw this when I was working with my own business. You know, welfare is a right. But if you want to start a business, you got to get a privilege license. Yeah. Working for yourself, being an employee, that's a privilege to be able to earn money in America. Well, you have a right. We'll put you on allowance. And that's coming, folks, the universal basic income, where they make you a dependent of the state. Just give everybody an allowance. And that's all you're going to get. And what you will get, that allowance, will be what is the poverty level today. But you won't have the opportunities to have a job or to start a job. Those will be, everything will be controlled by a few oligarchs like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. They'll be the people running the world. It's going to get very dangerous for them. They look at the vast majority of us. These people who are the elitists have always operated from a standpoint of a Marxist perspective. And so they, when they talk about us and their Davos conferences and their Bilderberg conferences and their Club of Rome conferences or whatever, or the one like Mike Pence just went to. When they talk about us, they talk about us as the precariat. We create a precarious, we the proletariat create a precarious situation for them. But here's Minority Whip Steny Hoyer talking about how they're going to take some of our tax cuts back straight from the donkey's mouth. Steny Hoyer.
Kenny, if the Democrats win the House in November, what would you do to try and unravel or change the tax law?
Well, first of all, we want to invest in growing jobs. We talk about infrastructure. That's one way to do it. We talk about jobs skills for the 21st century. That's another way to do it. So I'm sure we'll look at some of those resources are going to people who are not going to use them to grow the economy and invest.
Is that raising the tax rate back again on the highest income earners?
I think certainly we'll look to have revenues as opposed to simply creating more debt. This bill is going to create.
Okay, so he talks about investing. He wants to invest, and he wants to raise revenue. Well, that all sounds good, right? We want investment. We want revenue. That sounds pro-business, doesn't it? It's not. It's not pro-business. It's not pro-freedom. When he's talking about investing, that means that they are going to be choosing the winners and the losers. They are going to have the wealth, if there is any wealth flowing. It is going to be flowing through them. They always talk about how the Republicans are trickle down. Well, they are trickle down too. It just trickles through the swamp. And the stuff that comes out of the other end of the swamp, if there is anything trickling out of the swamp tends to kind of absorb and hold all of that water that flows into it, you know? It doesn't really flow out. It isn't like it's some kind of a rock bed or, you know, a dam or something like that. It doesn't really flow out of the swamp. It just kind of goes into the swamp and gets absorbed by the swamp. And that's what happens to all that money, all that revenue that comes in, that gets invested. It gets invested in a big bureaucracy. We saw that under Barack Obama. Saw how the bureaucracy expanded over and over again. So that's what Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi are doing with the euphemisms investment. Yeah, they're going to invest in things like Solyndra. They're going to invest in things like Terry McAuliffe's green boondoggle. They're going to invest in things like the Tesla subsidies, where you get to subsidize six-figure cars for the wealthy. That's what they're going to subsidize. And so is it an issue with not having enough money? See, the feds are spending records, record amounts of money. Here's CNS News. They said the feds taxed and borrowed $4.47 trillion, since last year's tax day. And that's $13,737 for every man, woman, and child in the USA. That's what they spent in just one year. They spent $13,000 for everybody in your household. So you got four people in your household, multiply that number by four. And that's what they're doing. So it isn't a revenue issue. It isn't a revenue issue. They have record revenues, but they have even higher record expenditures. And again, arguing now before the Supreme Court is the case as to whether or not they're going to add billions upon billions of dollars to the products that you buy by putting on an internet sales tax. And more worrisome even than the tax is the fact that it is going to yet again saw off another rung of the ladder of success for people. You're not going to be allowed to, it's another area of opportunity that's going to be shut down to you. You know, it used to be we had a very vibrant economy. One of the things they said about Britain years ago was it was a nation of shopkeepers. People had had a stake in the community. And they could start their own mom-and-pop shop or their own mom-and-pop business of this type or that type. And one by one, every one of these things is always shut down. You always have, typically, it's two, sometimes it's three, but typically it's two major big box competitors. Think about it. Any industry you want to pick. You know, talk about building supply stuff or hardware supply stuff or office supplies. You don't have mom-and-pop stores around anymore. You have a couple of big box retailers that are funded by a bottomless funding off of Wall Street, equity funding out of Wall Street. You can't compete with them as a mom-and-pop. They'll put everybody out of business. And so they cut that off with bricks-and-mortar shops. And now your opportunity to compete online is going to be shut down because you've got 12,000 jurisdictions that you're going to have to comply with. Now you can, there'll be services that'll pop up and they will take a cut. And so it's even more money coming out of your pocket, making it more expensive to you. Or you can just go on Amazon because everybody's just going to only be able to sell on Amazon and they will process all the payments for the 12,000 different jurisdictions, but you aren't going to be able to do that on your own. And whoever puts that together is going to make money at your expense. And so the products will be more expensive and the opportunities will be less. And so right now that's before the Supreme Court. Also before the Supreme Court is the issue of civil asset forfeiture. Now, not the issue as to whether or not you get due process, but the issue as to whether or not it is an excessive fine. So this particular case that is before the Supreme Court, and I'll explain this to everybody because when Megyn Kelly was here, she looked like a deer caught in the headlight when I mentioned civil asset forfeiture. What is that? What is that? And unfortunately, that is the situation with most people in America. They don't know what civil asset forfeiture is. Well, here's what civil asset forfeiture is. This is a wonderful legacy of the Reagan administration. And this is why when I say that I get upset with people over policy, you know, Ronald Reagan, well, we don't have time for this. I gotta say though, Ronald Reagan was probably he embodied what he had to say. I mean, he spoke with the eloquence of Patrick Henry. He had the content of Thomas Jefferson, and yet when he became president, it's like, whatever. Yeah, governed as a politician. One of the things that he gave us was civil asset forfeiture. So stay tuned, Megyn Kelly and the rest of you. I'm going to tell you what it is when we come back right after the break. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Undercover drug agents solicited just under 4 grams of heroin, for less than $400 from an individual named Timms. Timms pleaded guilty. He received a 6-year sentence to be served outside of prison walls, and the state also tried to seize his Land Rover, valued at $40,000. So $400 worth of heroin, and this kicked off a legal battle that is now at the Supreme Court and bringing up issues of civil asset forfeiture. Because according to Indiana law where this happened, and according to what the crime was, the Indiana law only allowed a $10,000 fine for that $400 worth of heroin that these undercover agents solicited. So they were coming in for four times what the Indiana law allowed. And you may think that that was an excessive fine, depending on your opinion about this and depending on whether you think that the government and law enforcement needs to solve every problem in our society. I don't think that this, I think that drug addiction is a big problem, folks. It isn't that I am out there saying, yeah, light up, folks, shoot up, whatever. Whatever gets you through the night. I don't take that opinion. I'm like President Trump in the sense that I've never drunk alcohol. I've never been drunk in my life. I don't intend to be. and I've never taken any drugs. And I don't miss it. It's been fine. I used to play in bands. I'd watch people who were drunk, and it's like, I don't think I want to do that. It doesn't look like too much fun. And I never did it. Never wanted to do it. A big issue in my family. Of course, I grew up in a very Christian family. But also things that influenced me in my thinking. Whereas a young kid, I remember seeing the black and white movie, The Days of Wine and Roses. What a sad story that is. Unbelievably sad story. Jack Lemmon, Lee Remick, had an indelible impression on me. It's like, I'm not going to get involved in that. We had people that we knew of in our family who had struggled with alcohol addiction. I don't agree with the use of alcohol or recreational drugs or any of that kind of stuff. So it isn't about that. I always get these comments. Oh, you're a druggie. Just go toke up again. Shut up. Yeah, we're going to do some stories about 420. Not in celebration of it, but to expose the criminality of what our government is doing and the ineffectiveness of prohibition. Alcohol prohibition didn't work. They eventually got rid of it, but they had the respect for the Constitution to do it constitutionally. Forget about 420, it's 1018. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment tell you that the government has no authority to prohibit anything. And experience tells us that when they do prohibit it, it A, doesn't work. B, it corrupts law enforcement. C, it makes the problem even worse. It creates organized crime. It creates concentrated forms of what you're trying to prohibit. And so if you're going to prohibit drugs, as we have seen now over the past 47 years, in 1971, since we put in that UN agenda, we have seen it get worse, haven't we? And we've seen more concentrated, more dangerous forms of recreational drug service. And we're going to see the same thing if we have gun prohibition. Believe me, we are. And so the same people out there who are fighting against gun control and gun prohibition ought to understand the principle involved here and be fighting just as hard against drug prohibition for the same reason. I've talked many times to law enforcement against prohibition. For the most part, former law enforcement officers, former lawyers, former judges who have now come out and talked about the insanity of this. But let's talk about this specific aspect here. As we're going to break, I talked about Ronald Reagan, what an effective spokesperson he was for liberty. And yet not so much as a president, was he? His attorney general, Ed Meese, gave us things like civil asset forfeiture that we're now living with. And, of course, President Trump's attorney general, Jeff Sessions, wants to ramp it up again. Just as we were having some state and reform of civil asset forfeiture abuses, and we had the Obama administration was saying, well, we're going to kind of back off of this a little bit. No, Jeff Sessions, some fools like Jeff Sessions rush in where wise men fear to tread, and he's trying to ramp this thing back up again, just like he's trying to prohibit medical marijuana, and he isn't going to make it. Isn't going to make it. Matter of fact, we've got Jeff Boehner, as Paul Ryan was retiring, his handpicked successor, Jeff Boehner's handpicked successor, Paul Ryan, Boehner was out there saying that, not Jeff Boehner, but whatever his name is, I forget him now, it's so quickly forgotten these people. Anyway, Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, the golfer, is now out there saying he's going to team up in a medical and some kind of a marijuana business selling it. Yeah. Interesting turnaround, isn't it? So much for these ideas that, oh yeah, we got to do it for everybody's good and we got to do it from Washington, D.C. But Jeff Sessions is still a true believer in all this stuff. And so we had Ed Meese come in with things like mandatory minimums, an abomination, a thing that has caused us to lock up not only a higher percentage of our population, but we got more people in prison than communist China does because of the Reagan policy and the Ed Meese policy of mandatory minimums. And civil asset forfeiture has been the situation where, you know, it's kind of like what President Trump was saying. We take your stuff now and we do the due process later. If we do it at all. Oh, never mind. We're not even going to do the due process because in most of these cases, they take your home. They take your car. They take your plane, whatever they can grab of any value. And it's not rich people. It's mostly middle class and lower middle class. They take your stuff and they never even charge you with a crime. And they pretend that it is a civil proceeding. So you don't get any due process rights. You don't get any trial in court. They don't accuse you of anything. So you don't get to confront your accusers. You don't get to confront any witnesses. You're not charged with the crime. And, so they run you through this. They don't even have that. If you want to get your stuff back that they steal at gunpoint, I mean, it's turned our police, talk about corruption. It's turned our police into highway robbers. And they just take your stuff because they've got all the guns. And then if you want to get your stuff back, you've got to sue them in court. And you have to prove you are innocent. Prove you're innocent rather than them proving you are guilty. They never charge you with a crime. They just steal your stuff. And that's the way most local law enforcement, a heavy part of their funding comes from civil asset forfeiture. Now, this is a different aspect of civil asset forfeiture. This focuses on the Eighth Amendment's ban on excessive fines. Because as I pointed out, the max this guy could have been fined in the state of Indiana for the crime that he pled guilty to was $10,000. And they seized a vehicle that is four times that. So we're going to see what happens with the Supreme Court on that, see what happens with the internet sales tax. But we've just now seen what happens with Trump's deportation decision. President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security condemned the Supreme Court's decision yesterday to shield legal and illegal immigrants from deportation because of convictions for a quote-unquote crime of violence. Now, hopefully, this is not an indication that Gorsuch has gone off the rails. And I say this because his problem with this was that a crime of violence was not, specifically spelled out. The four justice liberal bloc plus conservative justice, Neil Gorsuch, let's hope he's still conservative. You know, he's been there better part of a year. He could be a liberal by now. Who knows? It happens. Still allows federal officials to deport legal migrants for violent crimes listed in the deportation statute. Crimes such as murder, rape, or sexual abuse of a minor. And it also invites Congress to add more particular crimes to the list. So this isn't necessarily a catastrophe, and he hasn't necessarily gone off the rails. However, you know, and I do think that, again, this goes back to the Trump administration, the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, and they're really not doing their job correctly. At first glance, this looks a lot like what happened to the sanctuary sheriff here in Austin or Travis County, who came out and said, as soon as she was elected, we're not going to deport any criminals except for murder or rape or whatever. She had like three crimes, just like this statute evidently has. She had like three crimes. Said, I'm only going to deport them for that. And then somebody said, but wait a minute, you refused to give up a guy who's been convicted multiple times for child molestation. It's like, oh, I forgot about that one. Okay, let me put that one in too. You know, kind of like, what do you think? This is Spanish Inquisition. There are three things that we will not, only three things that we'll deport people for. Oh, no, wait, make that four. Oh, no, wait, make that five. And that's the game they're playing right now. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
On the first part of the journey.
We have one more section, and I've got a lot of different types of news here I want to get through. Of course, I've got one more comment to make about this Supreme Court case that is there. But we're also going to talk about baboons and their successful escape attempt at a Texas biomedical research facility. We're going to talk about another baboon, Francis Macron, and we're going to talk about the police and how we control them. I think there's a good proposal coming out of Chicago, a good proposal in principle. I don't know all the details of it. Of course, the devil is always in details. We'll take a look at that. Finally, the final thing I wanted to say about the Supreme Court situation that Gorsuch came down on. I mean, it got everybody worried that he allied himself with the four liberal judges. So you got four conservatives and four liberals, and then Neil Gorsuch becomes a swing vote. Says, no, we're not going to allow you to deport people for undefined violent crimes. And what he wrote was, no one should be surprised that the Constitution looks unkindly on any law that is so vague that reasonable people cannot understand its terms and judges do not know where to begin to apply it. Well, I would think that the case, the definition of a violent crime is pretty clear. Don't you? Except in this particular case, it wasn't. In this particular case, it involved James DeMaya, a native of the Philippines who came to the U.S. legally as a 13-year-old boy in 1992. He pleaded no contest to two charges of burglary. And after that, the federal government began deportation charges against him. And they said, well, if you do a burglary, that is implied that it is violence may be a part of that. See, that's where they get into shaky ground. And bad laws made with a bad application in many of these cases. I mean, I'd have to look at that, and quite frankly, I think I probably would have gone the same way as Gorsuch did. Yeah, if it's a robbery, you know, you hold up somebody with a gun, that's a violent crime. Burglary, not necessarily. It's not necessarily a violent crime. And they had a previous decision that they referred to that was written by Antonin Scalia, who Neil Gorsuch replaced after Scalia died. And it struck down a similarly worded federal law that imposed longer prison sentences on repeat criminals without really defining it very well. And so the majority opinion of that was written by Scalia. So hopefully this is not a sign that Gorsuch has gone off of the rails. However, we do have police that frequently go off the rails. We see reports and video of this all the time. It's happening all the time. And the question is, how do we get this under control? Here's a couple of recent examples that's put out by the Free Thought Project. They record this quite a bit. This particular one, we got a guy named Alex Randall. He's on his way to work last year on his motorcycle, and he was assaulted with a deadly weapon. He had a cop who got very upset with him, and the cop video was recorded by this individual, or he wouldn't know that this had happened. The cop was pointing a weapon at him, and the cop was censured by the police department, not for threatening him with a deadly weapon, for not committing any kind of a violent crime, but because he was amped up. In other words, he was out of control. He was in full Barney Fife mode, except he didn't have just one bullet in his gun. His gun was fully loaded. They gave him a punishment of 5-day suspension, and it was not for pulling the gun. It was for being amped up and using profanity. And so this is for your verbal and your nonverbal communications. We're ineffective, discourteous, and not aligned with my expectations or with our department's core values. And there's a little bit of a clip there of that. I don't know if this gets to the actual incident that's happening there. But there's an even more disturbing clip. And this is of a cop tasering a boy who's riding an ATV. And the boy subsequently died because of that. Because of the tasering, he lost control of the ATV and died. It took nearly 9 months and several petitions by the Detroit Free Press until Michigan State Police and Detroit Police allowed the body camera and the dash camera footage to be released, showing the minutes leading up to and the hours following the tasing of Damon Grimes by Trooper Mark Bessner. 16 hours of recording show the horror, the outrage, and insensitive comments made by many officers on the scene. They attempted to force this boy off of his ATV, and forced the ATV off of the road by shooting a taser at him. And the plan backfired when he had a seizure and slammed in the back of a parked pickup truck, killing him. This kid was a ninth grader. And so this has resulted in a $50 million lawsuit against the Michigan State Police. Grimes was killed as a result of a traumatic brain injury that he sustained during the crash. He did have a pulse for some time after the accident, but he died on the scene and was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital. Okay, so we look at this and we always say, well, this is a judgment call, isn't it? It's a judgment call as to whether or not excessive force was used, as to whether or not deadly force and deadly assault was used against an individual. Is this out of control? And whenever we see this adjudicated, it is always done by the police themselves. They always investigate this, or by law enforcement, or by a local attorney who is the district attorney who is going to be working with these police officers and so forth, doesn't want to mess up that relationship. And we frequently don't like the results of these things because they're not independent investigations. So coming out of Chicago is the idea of a civilian police accountability commission. Police oversight hearings to be held in Chicago neighborhoods will include discussion of a long shot proposal, because of course the government doesn't like this idea, to give an elected board power to investigate and fire police officers. So why shouldn't we be allowed to do that? I mean, you have the sheriff is an elected office. And the sheriff was the only law enforcement office that we had prior to this, prior to having police departments. The police departments are appointed by the city government. They're answerable only to the city government, not directly to the citizens like the sheriff is. You don't like the sheriff, you can vote him out of office and get a different kind of law enforcement in there. So you at least have an election there. You have some kind of control, even though it is indirect. But to have an elected board that is going to oversee these different police cases to give it an independent review is what they're talking about in Chicago. Now, Emmanuel Rahm has pledged to include some kind of a civilian police oversight and reforms, but they don't expect that he's going to allow this to happen. I think this is a good idea in principle. I think it's something that people need to take a look at. I don't think we're going to get any control over the police unless we have elected citizens to a police board, and they realize at that point that they are public servants. I mean, wouldn't that be good? I can tell you the difference that I've had when I had a business, the difference that I would find in interacting with police officers, sometimes put on to the shopping centers where we had stores. Police officers who were off duty and acting as security guards, and people who were genuinely just security guards. The police officers who were doing part-time work as security guards would typically not be interested in what we as business owners were interested in stopping. Property crime and abuse and things like that. They would be looking to see if anybody was violating a parking thing and handing out tickets to my customers. And I had some words with some of these individuals. Strong words with some of these individuals. Because that's not what you're being paid for. You're not being paid to harass my customers. This is not a problem. They parked here temporarily to come in and hand me something. You zoom in on them with a ticket, and you're supposed to be patrolling these other places where people are. I have reserved spots for my business, but people are parking here and going to the movies for 2 hours. You know, just a kind word to these people. I don't want you to tow their car off. I don't need that kind of bad PR. But they don't see themselves as working for you. The fundamental problem with the police needs to be that they need to see themselves as public servants. That slogan on the side of the car, to protect and serve, it's just a slogan. Most police officers don't see that. If you have a citizen oversight committee, elected board, and they realize that they can lose their job if they are abusive to people, that is going to be the only way that you're going to have some oversight over them. The only way whatsoever. Now, quickly, just kind of as a strange thing. I was kind of alarmed when I saw this story. I think it was on the Drudge Report about some baboons down in San Antonio escaping a biomedical research facility there. And it was actually four of them. You know, a group of baboons is called a congress. And I don't know if you've got just four baboons. Does that constitute a quorum? I don't know. but it gives us an insight as to where we got that word, isn't it? I wonder which word came first, the collective term for baboons or the term that we have for our Congress itself. These baboons used a 55-gallon drum as a tool to escape. And they caught them, they said, within a half hour. Now, as I saw that, I was not alarmed by the fact that baboons were able to escape. I was alarmed by the fact they came out of a biomedical research facility. Because if you remember, it was just a couple of years ago, that the largest primate research facility in Louisiana, if I remember correctly, the disease that they were researching at the time was called Burkholderia pseudomallei. It's a really, really rare disease. It's only found in two countries. And they brought it here to study. Isn't that wonderful? And if it gets into the soil, then that becomes a real problem. It's really hard to root out. It's like leprosy or something. But it can be fatal to humans. So they, of course, bring it here. The CDC does. And then they have a level 3 or 4 biosafety lab, and then they found that it wasn't, they had primates that were out in the yard, out on the soil, out of that biosafety level 3 lab. And so I look at this and I say, what were these baboons exposed to? Yeah, that's the thing that I always worry about. And you know, when we talk about the chemical gas attacks, I mean, do we care about the bioweapons research that's done by our own government, or the chemical research that's done by our own government? Or the artificial intelligence research that's done by our own government? We really should. We really should. And it's not a laughing matter when these animals get out of these facilities. That's it for our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.